from your heart. Is at your feet.
Then I've done it all. If I fail.
Come on, why don't you let him hear your voice?
My life forever satisfied.
God, you are mine.
In the highest, place I reach is
at your feet.
Then I've done it all.
And the best thing that I see is your glory. Done it all. Your love has changed my life. Satisfied, you are my everything.
If one word, is the end,
come on, do you believe it tonight?
Then I've heard it all. If I feel your heart and
never see your head,
I still have it all. No treasure of this life could ever satisfy you.
Come on, when you begin to sing that tonight, what a God he is. My mind just has to go back on how good he's been to me. We're not just singing a pretty song tonight. We're talking about the faithfulness of the King of Kings. And God, if you don't ever talk again, you've done enough. God, if you don't bless me again, you've done enough. Apostolic Lighthouse, God is still well able. I feel it brewing in my spirit tonight that if God did it yesterday, then God can do it right now. Thankful that he is not slack. I'm thankful tonight that there is no competition when it comes to my God. And if the highest place I reach
is at your feet, then I've done it all. If the best,
come on, we're a blessed people. Has changed my life.
Forever satisfied. You are my in the highest, place I reach is at your feet. That I've done it all. If the best thing that I've seen is your glory.
Hallelujah.
Your love.
Yes, God.
My life. Forever satisfied.
God, you are my everything. I wonder if you can put your hands together and testify tonight. Hallelujah! God, you've been so good. To me. Hallelujah. When I was a little boy, I'd go into the prayer room, and I'll never forget this, that there was a lady by the name of Sister Linda. That was an old lady at the time. And every time that I hear this song, my mind goes back far beyond this song was written. And in the middle of prayer time, she would softly lift her voice. And she would say, I know that you walk with me.
Diciendo, yo sé que tú caminas conmigo.
Oh, God, I know that you talk with me.
Yo sé que tú, Señor, hablas y caminas conmigo.
You tell me that I am your own.
Tú me dices que yo soy de ti.
And there is a place of communion
hay un lugar de comunión
that he wants to take us tonight.
Que él nos quiere llevar esta noche.
And as she would begin to sing this, a broken voice.
Mientras empezamos a cantar esto con una voz rota.
Would ring out, and she would, in her own way.
Y ella en su propia manera.
She would say, "God, this is the happiest I've ever been."
Ella diría, "Señor, esto es lo más feliz que puedo estar."
Some of you understand what I'm saying right now. Some of you don't.
Algunos entienden a lo que estoy hablando y algunos no.
But when God proves His faithfulness,
pero cuando Dios prueba su fidelidad,
it's the happiest I've ever been.
Es lo más feliz que he estado.
Tonight on a Sunday evening in the middle of 2026.
Esta noche en medio del año 2026.
We get to be in church.
Tenemos que estar en la iglesia.
I'm not worried about going to dinner afterwards. I'm not worried about the events of tomorrow.
Me preocupa ir a comer más tarde o los eventos de mañana.
I'm worried about entertaining my Jesus tonight.
Me preocupa entretener a mi Jesús esta noche.
Amen. One more time, why don't you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Narikio Torobo. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, let something cry out of your heart tonight. You know, as Pastor Christ Crosswhite was talking just a moment ago, I got a wild hair brain idea. You know, we're in the sixth month.
Estamos en el sexto mes.
And we spend money on a bunch of dumb stuff.
Y gastamos dinero en muchas cosas que pueden parecer tontas.
You know, if 20 people pledge to give $5,000 before the end of the year, this building's paid off.
Si 20 personas se ponen de acuerdo a dar $5,000, esto ya estaría todo pagado.
That's just not buying dumb stuff for the rest of the year.
Eso si no compran cosas tontas el resto del año.
Just 20 people, 20 adults.
Solo 20 personas, 20 adultos.
That you can stand and you can say, you know what, I'm going to do my part. I want this building to be paid off and I want the vision to go forward.
Solamente que digan, yo lo voy a hacer y voy a hacer que esto esté pagado.
This ain't my home church, but I'll pledge $5,000 before the end of the year.
Esta no es mi iglesia, pero yo voy a dar $5,000.
That means we need 19 more people tonight.
O sea que necesitamos 19 personas más.
Come on. You say, well, I'm on a fixed income. There's things that I have obligations to. We all have that. I understand that. But pushing back the plate isn't just pushing back the meal in front of you. It's pushing back the necessity and saying, you know, God, I'm going to put the kingdom first.
Y sé que todos tenemos obligaciones, pero esto es poner primero el reino de Dios.
See, and that happens all the time. When you start talking about money, pop, I pop the balloon.
Cuando ya se refiere a hablar del dinero.
I wonder if there's 19 others that would lift your hand.
Me pregunto si hay 19 más que voy a levantar su mano.
18.
Bueno,
come on. Before the end of the year, I'm not talking about the end of next month.
No hablo a final de mes, sino
you can sell extra toys, men. Y'all can sell some guns and get it.
Usted puede vender juguetes, hasta armas.
You could take up extra side jobs and you could facilitate the kingdom going forward.
Usted puede tomar trabajo extra y facilitar.
For a minute. If you could pledge tonight, why don't you lift your hand?
Si te puede dar dinero, levante su mano.
Look around you.
Mira a tu alrededor.
All we need is 10 more people, and this building will be paid off by the end of the year. Brother Perdo, I believe in it. I believe that we can do it. I believe it's the will of God that this vision goes far forward than where we have been. Amen. Write me down, Sister Crosswhite. I'll send a monthly check. I don't know how in the world I'll come up with it, but we evangelize full time. But I believe God's going to supply it when I step out on faith. Amen. Anybody else before we go any further? How many we got? We got 8. Anybody else? Lift your hand really high. Did you get them all? Come on, y'all think this is crazy. But when we put wheels on faith, let me give y'all a testimony, okay? Watch this. I just got a phone call from Progressive Insurance yesterday. I was in an automobile wreck when I was preaching in Arizona. Nothing happened. I didn't get hurt. They said, we're going to send you a $2,000 check. It's already in the mail. I believe that whenever you say, God, I'm going to put your kingdom first, God could take that $2,000 out of nowhere blessing and he could multiply it many more times. I'm telling y'all, I feel faith tonight. And y'all know I am not a money preacher at all. But I feel in the Holy Ghost to do this tonight. And Brother Crosswhite's one of our elders. If I get rebuked, then that's all right. I'll take the whipping. Let me give you another testimony. I wanted Jeff. Jeff is my father-in-law. I wanted Jeff to get in church. I wanted my wife's mama to get in church. Y'all are going to think I done fell off the stage tonight. And I said, okay, we're evangelizing. This is our second year evangelizing, and Main & Co. wasn't growing. I didn't have the printing company. I wasn't working full time. We was preaching full time. And I was praying, and Brother McLean called me. And he said, son, I want to tell you, he said, if you'll double your tithe, God's going to give you a miracle that you've been praying about. I said, I can't afford it. He said, I guess you can't afford your miracle either, can you? He said, because you are more worried about controlling what you have than what God is already preparing. We doubled our giving, and it wasn't much. It wasn't 3 months later, we got a FaceTime call while we was preaching in Mississippi. And it's Molly's mom on the other end of the FaceTime. And Jeff is getting baptized. I'm telling, hold on, listen to me. Y'all think I'm crazy, but we can have testimony after testimony after testimony. When you step out in faith, that's where God can heal your body. That's where God can bring your lost loved ones to church. That's where a revival can be sparked that only God can do. That's where God can put your family back together. Have you ever heard of it? All the time. So I'm going to ask you one more time. How many do we have, Sister Crosswhite? We have 8 people. I'm going to ask one more time, and then we're going to go forward. If you believe that God will work on your behalf, and you would pledge tonight, I want to see the vision go forward. Would you sacrificially pledge to pay this church off by the end of the year? We only need 12 more people. That's it. Brother Neil. Anybody else? You got Brother Pirtle? We'll close it. Balcony. Anybody else?
¿Alguien más?
Then I believe that God is going to raise the other 40,000 and say, I'm going to drop it in the bucket. Here you go. Amen. Why don't we rejoice in the Lord tonight? Are you ready? I have no idea where we're fixing to go. Come on, he's well able. Come on. And it's not just limited at 5,000. If we had 16 people give 2,500.
Y se puede dar más.
It's done.
Está hecho.
Amen. God is good to us. Going to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 37. And I'm going to preach what I have felt the Lord speak throughout the afternoon. And just as the enemy would work, we get back to the travel trailer and the little girls. I don't know if it's from exhaustion or from lunch or what it is. The two little girls started getting sick. I've been sick since lunch. But I believe the Holy Ghost is going to help us tonight. If y'all would keep my wife and my little girls in your prayers, and we got a big week ahead of us this week. The book of Jeremiah, chapter number 37, beginning at 16, if you would. Apostolic Lighthouse, can I preach my heart tonight? Can I follow what I have felt the Holy Ghost just say? When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon, and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king,
el rey Zedekías,
sent and took him out.
Envió y le sacó.
I need everybody to pay attention with me real quick.
Necesito que todos presten atención en esta parte.
The king asked him secretly in his house.
Le preguntó el rey secretamente en su casa.
And he said, is there?
Y dijo, ¿hay?
Is there any word from the Lord?
Palabra de Jehová.
And Jeremiah said,
y Jeremías dijo,
there is.
Hay.
Tonight, for just a little bit, I want to preach to you when God stops arguing with you.
Cuando Dios deja de argumentar contigo.
The scariest silence
el silencio más
that you will ever face in your life
que vas a enfrentar en tu vida
is not the silence
no es el silencio
when you cannot feel or hear the voice of God.
Cuando no puedes sentir ni oír a Dios.
It's the silence
sino que es el silencio
of when he has already spoken, but you won't be obedient.
Cuando el Señor ya habló, pero usted no obedece.
You may be seated. Zedekiah had already heard the voice of the prophet.
Zedekiah ya había escuchado la voz del profeta.
Zedekiah was a man that was already mentally and emotionally.
Zedekiah ya se veía un hombre emocionalmente.
If I could say it,
si pudiera decirlo.
Zedekiah was not seeking the word of the Lord.
Zedekiah no estaba buscando la palabra del Señor.
Zedekiah was searching for what he wanted to hear.
Sino que Zedekiah quería escuchar lo que él quería escuchar, nada más.
Is there a word from the Lord?
¿Hay palabra de Jehová?
There is, as a prophet, no doubtly pointed his finger at him.
Sí, sí hay, apuntándole con el dedo. El profeta a Zedekías.
Tonight, if I strip away the title, the pulpit, the reputation,
y si abro aquí el mensaje más,
there has been seasons in my life.
Ha habido temporadas en mi vida.
Where I wasn't waiting on God to answer.
Y mientras yo esperaba que el Señor me respondiera.
I'd done what I thought was right.
Hice lo que pensé que estaba bien.
Because I knew.
Que sabía.
That God was waiting on me.
Que Dios estaba esperando a mí.
The lie that we often tell ourselves.
La mentira que nos decimos a nosotros mismos.
After the Lord has spoken. Time.
Ya habló.
After time.
Vez tras vez.
I just need confirmation.
Es que nos podemos decir, no, tal vez necesito
confirmación. I just need clarity.
Necesito claridad.
It's another way of you just dressing it up spiritually and you say, well, I'll pray about it.
Es como tratar de irse por otro camino, vestirlo espiritualmente y decir, voy a orar por aquello.
Yeah, I know the Lord said to do this and this, but I need confirmation to know that that's really what I need to do.
Sí, ya sé que el Señor me habló, pero necesito confirmación para.
I've heard other people say, I just want to be sure.
Y he escuchado a personas que dicen, no, necesito estar seguro.
But if we're honest tonight.
Pero si somos honestos.
Sometimes your cloak of clarity.
A veces la capa de la claridad.
Is this a hesitation to be obedient to what you don't want to get your hand off of?
Solo te hace pensar si realmente hacer lo que tienes que hacer o no hacer.
Oh, I knew it was going to be quiet tonight again.
Yo sabía que se iba a poner un poco silencioso aquí.
Because clarity is never the issue. Whenever there is conviction about a situation in the Holy Ghost.
Porque la claridad no es un problema cuando hay convicción.
You don't need clarity when God has already ordained it.
No necesitas claridad cuando el Señor ya te habló y te ordenó.
Oh, hallelujah. And King Zedekiah kept running back. Is there a word? King Zedekiah was really saying, do you have something different that I need to hear? We don't wrestle.
No empezamos a golpear o pelear.
Over things that God hasn't spoke about.
Sobre cosas que el Señor ha hablado.
Now listen to me, please. I'm going to say it again. We don't wrestle over things that God hasn't spoken.
No empezamos a hablar con cosas que el Señor no ha hablado.
You wrestle over what you won't allow your spirit to submit to.
Sino que empiezas a pelear con las cosas que no quieres someterte.
You wrestle over exactly what the Holy Ghost has already spoken.
Empiezas a pelear con lo que el Espíritu Santo ya te habló.
Because we want a different answer because our flesh does not want to come into submission because of what I have to give up. Zedekiah.
Zedekías.
This bothered me in the scripture, Elder Cross White.
Esto me molesta un poco la escritura.
That it said he brought Zedekiah brought Jeremiah out.
Que aquí se dice que Zedekías trajo a
and Sister Coley, it said in secret.
Zedekías trajo a Jeremías en secreto.
Man of God, would you tell me something different than what you preached over the pulpit?
¿Me puede decir algo diferente que hayas predicado?
When you start seeking out the secret places,
cuando empiezas a buscar los lugares secretos,
it's not always about privacy, but it's about you controlling the narrative.
No es solamente sobre privacidad, sino que tú quieres tomar el control de esto.
If I just keep this between me and you, then God may be able to see it the way that I need it to go.
Tal vez si yo lo hago entre tú y yo, tal vez el Señor lo vea de la manera en que yo quiero que lo vea.
But the Bible says this, and
la Biblia dice esto.
It troubles me to say this.
Me provoca problemas.
Too often.
Muy a menudo.
We muzzle the ox.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. I knew it's going to be like this. I don't want it to be like this. I'm trying to lift somebody up right now. Too often we muzzle the ox that's trying to provide.
Empezamos a dejar que el buey trille.
because it's not what I wanted nor desire to hear, but it's where God wants me to go.
Pero no quiero escuchar lo que realmente necesito escuchar, pero el Señor quiere que yo lo haga, porque así es su voluntad.
If I can keep this between me and God,
puedo mantener esto entre yo y Dios, ¿no?
Then that means that I don't even have to fully commit.
Eso quiere decir que no tengo que realmente comprometerme a aquello.
You know, when you're not obedient and you don't fully commit to the things of God,
cuando no eres obediente y no te comprometes con las cosas de Dios,
you're not just harming yourself.
No solo te haces daño a ti mismo.
Because the well-being of the church is every individual's responsibility.
El bienestar de la iglesia es cada responsabilidad de cada uno.
Your lack of commitment, your lack of consecration,
falta de consagración, tu falta de compromiso,
it affects me, it affects Neil, it affects, oh God, here we go,
afecta a todos nosotros.
It affects everything.
Y afecta a todo lo que tenemos.
Because I'm waiting for God to change his mind.
Porque estoy esperando que el Señor cambie de opinión.
God don't just change his mind about what is right and what is wrong.
Dios no cambia de opinión en cuanto a lo que es bueno y lo que es malo.
Oh, I should never feel it locking up right here, folks.
No me debería sentir aprisionado aquí.
Let me be honest, let me be transparent like I always am. There have been times that if I'm honest with you tonight,
en que si soy honesto,
that I have held things in the dark.
Que he mantenido cosas en la oscuridad.
It's struggles that I refused to confess.
Me da problemas y no me gusta confesarlo.
It's convictions that God already dealt with me about.
Son convicciones que ya el Señor lidió conmigo.
In areas in my life.
En mi vida.
That all I kept doing was negotiating and then waiting for God to change his mind.
Lo único que estaba haciendo estando negociando con el Señor para que cambie de opinión.
And then I wondered why I felt weak in prayer.
Y luego me pregunto por qué estoy débil en la oración.
Why I felt empty when I lifted my hands to worship.
Porque me siento vacío cuando levanto mis manos.
Where I was limited in authority in the Holy Ghost.
Me siento limitado en la autoridad del Espíritu Santo.
Because you will never have public authority while privately resisting God.
Nunca tendrás autoridad pública si secretamente resistes a Dios.
Zedekiah didn't wake up in thrift. Zedekiah made up in his mind that he didn't want to hear the voice of God.
Zedekiah tenía hecho en su corazón y en su mente que no quería escuchar la voz de Dios.
Yes, there's a word.
Y sí, hay una palabra.
Zedekiah is a mirror image of some of us. It's nothing more than delayed obedience.
Es dilatar la obediencia, retrasarla.
It's nothing more, elder, than selective surrendering. God, I will give you this if,
Señor, te voy a dar esto si
you do this.
Haces esto.
We selectively, as Zedekiah did, we selectively say, I will turn loose of this, but I'm going to hold on to this for right now.
Selectivamente decimos, no, dejo esto, pero me agarro a esto otro.
It don't work that way, folks.
No funciona de esta manera.
God wants your whole heart. He don't want partial submission. Amen. The Bible talks about giving yourself wholly unto him. It's not a no, but you're just sitting back and you're saying, no, not yet, Jesus. While you're wondering why everybody else is going forward, you're wondering why everybody else is growing. And you're stuck in the same vicious cycle that you have been stuck in.
Y te quedas en el círculo vicioso en el que has estado.
Listen to Brother Main right now, please.
Escúcheme al hermano Main.
Because every time,
porque cada vez,
spiritually you say, not yet, God.
Espiritualmente dices, no, todavía no,
I'm not ready.
No estoy listo.
That's another step that you take away from the sensitivity in the Holy Ghost.
Otro paso que quitas de tu sensibilidad al Espíritu.
That's why some of us,
algunos de nosotros,
we can reflect upon the time after receiving the Holy Ghost.
Podemos pensar sobre el, cómo recibimos.
And you was about to do something.
Y él está a punto de hacer algo en nosotros.
And you felt that nudge.
Y sientes ese toque.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Y oye, ¿qué estás haciendo?
And now some of us has learned to live for God professionally.
Y algunos de nosotros hemos aprendido a vivir como,
but we have learned how to perform.
Hemos aprendido cómo
without the sensitivity of conviction.
Y actuar sin la sensibilidad del
Espíritu. We know how to dress.
Sabemos cómo vestirnos.
We know we can't do this and we can't do that and you can't do this.
Sabemos que no podemos hacer ni esto ni lo otro.
That is not. Oh God, here we go. That is not.
Eso no es.
The height of your spiritual walk.
Right.
Whenever you have to start debating so much about what we can and cannot do, my friend, that is where sensitivity has become diminished. It's a fearful place. Where Brother Neil, where God is still speaking, but he stops striving to get your attention.
My
God, would you lift your hands with me, please? God, why do I feel this tonight? God, I feel like I'm standing in the gap.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, tell me what you're trying to
talk about. Hallelujah.
God, you're trying to send a warning. Hallelujah. It's where the voice of God still speaks. God answers, yeah. There is a word. And then God answers, but I refuse to wrestle with you to be obedient. Because there's always going to be a difference between God speaking and God striving. Somebody listen to me right now. The absence of pressure will never mean the absence of truth. Just because God has gotten quiet does not diminish his authority in your life. If he spoke it,
si ya habló,
it's still yea and amen.
Sigue siendo sí y amén.
And I wrestled so bad to deliver what I feel right now, but I'm going to deliver what I have felt the Holy Ghost say. I feel like I'm standing in the gap for somebody right now that's fixing to make a personal decision that's going to have a lasting effect. Your decision to be obedient to the Holy Ghost goes far beyond just your personal safety. It affects your family. It affects your church.
Amen.
How would y'all feel tonight?
¿Cuánto se sentirían?
You can stay there. If Brent made a decision,
si Brent tomara una decisión,
to leave the church,
a dejar la iglesia,
how would it make you feel?
¿Cómo se sentiría si Brent dejara la iglesia?
Would it affect you?
¿Te afectaría?
Or is he just another young man in the church trying to get by? If you showed up to church on Tuesday and this chair was empty, would it affect you? When we stop being obedient to the voice of God, that's where no longer does the accountability within the sheepfold matter. Brother Neil, I hope we can be so obedient to God that if it hurts my feelings for you to say, Tim Main, I don't know what's going on and I don't need to know what's going on, but buddy, you mean something to the church. You better get things right. Because eventually, God's going to quit striving with you.
El Señor te va a estar arrepintiendo.
And he's going to help somebody else.
Y va a ayudar a alguien más.
That's why we can get so tied up in traditions.
Por eso no, arredamos mucho con tradiciones.
That we would rather follow tradition
que preferimos seguir tradiciones
than we would the voice of when God speaks.
Más que la, escuchar la voz de Dios.
Well, my grandma did it, my mom did it, so I guess if it's good enough for them, then when it pertains to that portion of scripture, it does not pertain to me.
Bueno, si a mi mamá le funcionó y mi abuela funcionó, yo también voy a hacer lo mismo, entonces.
Folks, if that was true, some of you would be nothing except an alcoholic, a drug abuser. But I'm thankful, Sister Powell, that there was a place where God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. But it don't stop there. Because God can give us revelation of why we do what we do. We're no longer does your tradition of a church, your tradition or your image of the gospel. Y'all just, I'm just going to say it. Don't throw a shoe at me or something tonight. But if that word of God says it, my opinion really don't matter.
Si la palabra dice tal cosa, mi opinión realmente no importa.
The preacher's voice down the road at another church, it don't matter. And furthermore, let me go ahead and say it. Bishop Crosswhite, if you ever get out of the word, then I got to listen to the voice of God instead of your... Because when God stops striving, we're going to miss heaven. God, I don't know why I feel this right now. Where God already has gave revelation about the word.
Bueno, Señor ya ha dado revelación de la palabra.
But we're waiting patiently for the word to match our agenda.
Pero esperamos que la palabra pacientemente.
It's not going to happen, Alexis.
Pero así no va a pasar.
God's not changing for you and he isn't changing for me.
No va a cambiar esa palabra ni por ti ni por mí.
Brother Club, there's things in my life that I wish were not in that Bible.
Me gustaría que...
I'm being transparent with you.
No estuvieran en la Biblia,
es because there is hard things in this book.
Porque hay cosas difíciles en este libro.
But if I let my ego and my attitude override what God has already spoken,
pero si dejo que mi ego escriba otras cosas en la Biblia,
I am going to miss it because of my own comfort and my own will.
Me voy a perder lo que el Señor quiere por mi propia comodidad.
I'm thankful for the revelation of the oneness of the Godhead.
Estoy agradecido por la unicidad de Dios.
I'm thankful for the revelation of Jesus' name baptism. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the revelation of biblical holiness. But whenever God speaks to you, those things we will shout over what I just said. But we won't shout about personal convictions that God has tried to institute in our lives, Dallas. Because I've become so used to getting by, Sister Becky, that as long as I can fool somebody one more time, I don't have to be obedient to what God spoke. God's not going to adjust his expectations to match my convenience. He never will. I don't think we have a clarity problem.
No tenemos un problema de claridad.
You know, Sister Becky, I had to stop myself about 2 months ago. There's situations going on.
Tengo
And in the height of this, and in the height of my emotions, I about made a decision that would be detrimental for my family. You better be careful about nitpicking what God is trying to do in your life and what you've already messed up. Because you better thank God tonight that you got breath enough in your body that you can lift your hands and say, God, I surrender myself tonight. Because it's not about clarity. It's about surrendering. Zedekiah heard. Would you throw them scriptures back up there, elder? Listen to me. Zedekiah heard the word and done nothing about it except got wrapped up in his emotions. And watch what happened. Is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah, I believe in a place of conviction. There is. For said he, that thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of the Babylon.
En mano del rey de Babilonia serás entregado.
Clear revelation.
Revelación clara.
Clear their instructions.
Una revelación in-
I believe that if there was a place of repentance from Zedekiah, that the outcome would have been different, but there was a waiting period. Somebody hear me right now. God is not going to change his mind about what he's already told you.
Dios no va a cambiar su opinión y su respuesta por lo que él ya te dijo.
You don't arrive at obedience when God speaks. You decide it.
¿Usted decide obedecer a Dios o no?
But God isn't going to argue with people forever.
Pero el Señor no va a argumentar con gente por mucho tiempo.
Because he gave you a will.
Porque te dio una rueda.
He gave you the ability to say, yes, God. And he also gave you the ability to say, no.
Te dio la habilidad para decir sí y no.
But when you're dissatisfied with the outcome, don't you point fingers back at God and say, God, why didn't you warn me? Zedekiah did not lack a word.
No le faltó palabra.
Some of you in this house tonight, you've been begging God to talk to you. But why would God strive with you if you're not going to be obedient in time past? And he pulls. And he pulls. There's no more negotiation. I'm closing if somebody wants to help me tonight. Tonight, I have wrestled with what I have felt to say these next few moments.
Esta noche tengo problemas con decir,
and I have been building to this place.
Y he estado construyendo ahora este lugar.
When's the last time you had an honest discussion between you and God at an altar? Brother Crosswhite, if I'm out of line, please tell me. When is the last time? Young people, look at Brother Main right now, please. When's the last time you quit playing with God? Because God is not just a candy man just to provide because he is God. He is also there to correct us, to try to get you further than where you have ever been. Church,
Iglesia,
when is the last time you have fell at an altar?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que caíste aquí al altar?
And say, God, I'm surrendering tonight.
Y decir, Dios, me rindo ahora, hoy, esta noche.
I'm moving beyond traditions.
Me muevo más allá de las tradiciones.
I'm moving far beyond tonight.
Y me muevo más allá de lo que
with what I have believed my whole life.
Con lo que he creído durante toda mi vida.
Because somebody told me to believe it.
Porque alguien me dijo que lo creyera.
There's people in this house that you have untapped potential.
Hay gente aquí que tiene potencial, sí.
Because you're scared to death when you're obedient to God, it's going to cause you to change.
Porque estás asustado de que si tú obedeces a Dios, vas a hacer algo más que estás
asustado. And you're exactly right.
Y tienes razón.
Riley, God speaks to us not to condemn us. But God speaks to us to pick us up. To build us once again. But watch. When there's an honest discussion. It's the same discussion that goes through your mind when you stand there and look at yourself in the mirror. That nobody except you and God knows what you're struggling with. The same place at an altar. Zedekiah had an opportunity. Zedekiah wanted God to change his mind. I think it's time that we have fell at an altar and we say, God, I'm done asking you to repeat yourself because you've done it so much. God, I want to revisit what you told me to do. God, I'm not putting you on a timeline again. No conditions.
Sin condiciones tampoco.
No conditions.
Sin condiciones en absoluto.
I'm going to bring myself to you raw, Sister Becky. Because he's not seeking, if I can just say it like this and as plain as I can, he's not seeking just the polished version that me and you get to see out of everybody else. He's desiring to see the brokenness at an altar to say, God, I want you to start talking to me again.
El Señor quiere ver el quebrantamiento de usted para que usted quiera que el Señor le hable.
If you're bodily able, would you stand with me, please? And by the show of a hand,
y con la mano levantada,
how many of you want to be in the will of God?
¿Cuántos quieren estar en la voluntad de Dios?
Hold on. Keep your hand up, please. I mean, but I know this is embarrassing. Give me your name again. Austin, do you really, like, really want to be in the will of God?
¿Tú quieres realmente estar en la voluntad de Dios?
What about you, sis? Like, you really want to be on the will of God?
¿Te quieres realmente estar en la voluntad de Dios?
The will of God is hard.
La voluntad de Dios
sometimes.
A veces sí, es verdad.
What's your name again, sis? Naina? You really want to be on the will of God?
¿Quieres realmente estar en la voluntad de Dios?
Then sometimes you have to be willing to take no for an answer.
Usted tiene que aprender a recibir el no por una respuesta.
And it's the hardest no that you will ever hear.
Y es el no más difícil que vas a escuchar.
When you have to strip away things.
Cuando tienes que dejar cosas.
Where Austin, you say, God, I want to live for you. But if there is things, if there's relationships, if there's people.
Sí, señor, si hay cosas, gente, personas, relaciones.
If there's things in my mind.
Hay cosas en mi corazón, en mi mente.
If there's things, Nina, that are keeping me from you, God.
Que me están manteniendo fuera de ti, señor.
I want to be in your will.
Estar en tu voluntad.
Even if it's no, God.
Incluso si es un no.
The most faithful thing that you could ever do.
La cosa más fiel que usted puede hacer.
Is get to the place
es ir al lugar.
When God stops arguing with you.
Cuando Dios deja de argumentar contigo.
Tonight I'm afraid of people making commitments.
Estoy asustado de gente que hace compromisos.
Because of the persuasion to come to an altar with no purpose of saying yes, God, and not moving.
Con el propósito de venir a decirle al Señor sí, pero sí vacío.
Tonight I am not trying to persuade you to change.
No lo estoy persuadiendo que usted cambie.
But I'm trying to tell you, you can get to the place where God stops striving to get your attention.
Usted puede llegar al lugar donde el Señor va a dejar de hacer que entienda en razón.
In the middle of 2026.
Pero en el medio de este año, 2026.
Are you closer to God than where you was in January?
¿Estás más cerca de Dios que lo estuviste en enero?
When you made commitments to Him?
Cuando hiciste compromiso con Él.
Or have we found ourselves comfortable?
Nos hemos encontrado cómodos.
Apostolic Lighthouse,
Iglesia,
if there has ever been a time,
si ha habido un tiempo,
for you to strip back the facade
en donde te acerques más a Dios,
and run to this altar and say, God, I'm done arguing. I want your will in my life. Come on, some of you that don't typically move need to move tonight. I need your mercy, Jesus. Come on, don't just come to the altar for just a moment. Come and pour your heart out. Come on, church. Come on, the Lord has sent a word tonight. Come on, it's time to move forward. It's time to grow. In the name of Jesus. God, I need your mercy tonight.
I surrender.
Come on, some of you elders need to let real tears flow.
I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. God, I want. God, I want to know you more. surrendering all, surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you draw me near. I'm desperate for you, I'm desperate for you. I surrender, I surrender. I want to know you more, God. I want to know you more. I surrender, I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. You draw me near. I'm desperate for you, I'm desperate for you. I surrender, I surrender. I want to know you more, I want to know. Drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I hunger.